You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Real Housewives of Miami After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Miami After Show.
Yeah. Miami.
I refuse to show any sort of sense of humor right now with the dance. Hey, everyone. Hey, everybody. Bing is for doing, and tonight we are doing another Real Housewives of Miami AfterBuzz TV show, where we're going to be discussing everything Real Housewives of Miami.
From Miami to Miami.
From Miami to Miami. From Miami to Bimini. I'm your host tonight, Molly Harper, and tonight I have two lovely co-hosts.
Hi, everybody. I'm Michelle Renee.
And hey, ladies and gents, it's Kristen Carney.
And tonight, unfortunately, we're missing Mr. Jake Dupree. He can't be with us tonight, but he's sending his vibes of fun our way. Tonight was a fun episode, and it was called, let's see, this was season 2, episode 14, called Surrounded by Hot Water. And I have to admit that after watching tonight's show, I got a little disappointed that next week starts the finale.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
I feel like I've just started getting really invested with these ladies, and
well, I think because we started into the season a little late, yeah, as a you know, recap show, we didn't really have enough time to really get invested, right?
Yeah.
You know, so basically, by the time we got invested, and maybe our listeners are invested in us, possibly, perhaps, now we're gonna be ready to go. It just was a little too short.
Yeah. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I thought we were gonna have like 3 more episodes, but it looks like next week's episode is going to be like an hour and a half, maybe.
Yeah, maybe 2 hours.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel like it's time to wrap up already.
Yeah.
I feel like we're getting into the meat of it.
Yeah, all of this, if this happened maybe episode 5, 6 or something, I could feel settled about going home and being done with it, but
I guess there are bigger problems in the world than, you know, Real Housewives of Miami.
There's
up.
Not.
Some people have real problems, right?
This is the biggest problem in my life right now. So let's talk current. The episode opened with the women gathering around the breakfast bar, eating omelets, and talking about what had happened the night before, which was the news being broken to Karrant that her boyfriend, Rodolfo, is cheating on her. What did you guys think of that?
I thought at first I'm on Leah's side, and I'm the same way as she is, you know, quick to be like, why don't you stand up for yourself? Why don't you say something? We saw her doing that not only with Karrant, but then at the end of the episode, also with Marisol. Mm-hmm. And it's really easy to kind of, you know, assume that she's weak just because she's not standing up for herself. But also you have to kind of take a step back and realize that everyone's personality isn't the same. And so yeah. I kind of was siding with Karrant a little bit just because everyone is not, you know, tenacious like Leah. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
I can see that. I feel like Leah was just hounding it out of her. And it was, I understood Leah's point. She said, I'm throwing you a life raft here. I'm giving you a chance to basically stick your ground to these ladies. But Karrant just kept defending herself saying, you know, my life is so fulfilled. I don't go around talking about everybody else's lives. And she said, you know, I don't go around saying Alexia's husband is gay.
But I have to disagree. I don't think Karrant is fulfilled. I think if she was fulfilled, I think she would have the balls to be like, you know what? The guy I'm going out with is pretty much a scumbag. You know, but I don't think she's satisfied. And I think that's why we see her having to get the pictures and having to post them on Facebook instantly. It's this insecurity. And believe me, I'm very familiar with that territory. So, I mean, that would be my take on when she says something like that. I just don't think it's genuine.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I'm having a hard time finding Karrant to be genuine. But at the same time, like you said, you know, it's just not her personality to maybe be honest. I don't know.
Yeah, well, even
I don't know. Maybe it's not her personality to want to confront anything negative.
Well, a lot of
so
people...
So she puts on that happy face.
A lot of people, I think, have a barrier where you don't really have access to who they actually are. And until something tragic happens or something goes on in their life where they actually let you in, you can't really get a glimpse. It's like Karrant doesn't have that... she doesn't have that look into me and see everything about me. You know, it's like, this is what I'll show you. I'll show you that I'm a dentist. I'll show you that I'm always happy. And I'll show you that I have a boyfriend. But beyond that, I'm not going to show you much. And even Leah said... I think it was Leah who said at the end of the episode something like, it was something to the extent of like, it's nice to see Karrant actually talking to us. Because I don't think she opens up to the women, and that's where she gets the we don't like you thing. Because they don't know who she is. Every conversation they've had is disingenuous.
I think the same... Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, yeah, it seems like she thrives off of having a lot of control in her life. You know, kind of like someone with an eating disorder, they have to, you know, I don't know. That wasn't a good comparison. But
no,
anyway.
It doesn't.
Are you like insinuating that I haven't eaten all day? I did say earlier, I was like, I've barely eaten all day.
Yeah, it's awkward for me to talk about.
No, I know.
Like embarrassed right now.
Oh, no, you're talking about Kristen.
Yeah, I feel really awkward.
Well, you know, the same can be said, I think, Kristen, for Leah. Leah only shows us the strong, feisty side of herself, and I think that's masking some vulnerability as well, because nobody can be that strong all the time. Certainly, I think there must be some things that aren't perfect in Leah's life, but she likes to walk around like, I am confident, I am strong, I tell it how it is, and things are great, and I have my man under control, and my son's under control, and I don't know if
my grandpa
like
under
this.
Control is basically...
But yeah, her grandpa, her husband.
Well, the only moment we really blah, 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 saw her was when we... Okay,
when
I'm
her
really
dog died?
Tonight. When her dog died. We
true.
Saw that moment of vulnerability, and that's when people... That's when you like her the most. And it's the same with Karrant. You know, when she's sitting there crying over her dad, Molly said, while we were watching it, you know, I feel kind of sorry for her. So it's like, that's where you learn to like someone. So I always find people very charismatic in death.
I think that's the whole point of Real Housewives. Like they're all masking something deeper. Wait, I'm not like totally missing.
That's the best quote of the day. I'm really charismatic
in death.
Oh my God,
sorry.
We're so dark. We're so
dark. Oh no, it's fine. I don't even know what I was saying, but I don't know. All of the housewives on this show and all the other housewives shows, they mask something. Like, they all have insecurities.
Their faces.
Yeah, well, with like Botox and stuff. But I don't know. You know, some of them are bitches because they're, you know, masking their, I don't know, something else. I don't know. I just think they all have kind of like their Achilles heel. Is the right thing. So
yeah.
I don't think it's just Leah and just Karrant that are like hiding something. If you really took the time to think about it, you could probably pick out, you know, a little flaw.
I just think Leah can tend to prey on the more subdued. Like, we've seen her prey on Marisol. We've seen her now prey on Karrant. Like, I think that if you're not feisty in the way that she is and going to stick up for yourself, she'll be like,
you
you're
alive.
My victim. Yeah,
right.
You're my victim. Exactly.
Right. You're basically looking like roadkill, and she's the Black Hawk coming down to, like, swoop you up and take you away because you can't defend yourself. But that's what I like about Leah.
But she also, I think she also defends people that don't have a voice, too.
Like Lisa.
People that literally don't have a voice, when they're not there, she's always quick to be like, you know, they're not here to defend themselves. Let's not do this anymore.
Yeah, that's true. But when people say that, it's always funny to me. It always seems very hypocritical because they'll get into it. They'll talk about them and then they'll be like, but they're not here. Let's not ruin their.
I think she does that. When she did that, I respected her when we saw her do that a couple of weeks ago. But I always think there's a motive. And I think her motive is that she's like, I'm going to look like the hero right now. And I'm going to look like the woman that's above everybody else because I right. decided it was a bad idea to stoop to that
exactly.
level.
That's why
she's I think she's manipulative in everything she does.
Yeah, I cannot stand when people say, I don't talk behind anyone's back, or it's not nice to do that. It's like, you do it all the time. Just admit that you do it. Everyone does it. So to pretend it doesn't happen is silly and makes you not look like a good person. I would rather someone talk about someone behind their back and then own up to it later than just to pretend that we don't talk about people behind their backs. It's just like this gross...
I feel like all we do is talk about these women behind their back.
Yeah.
So what's better or worse? The way Karen handles things or the way Leah handles things?
In the real world, it's better the way Karen handles things.
You think so?
But for television, I'd much prefer she handled them like Adriana.
Yeah. That's a good point.
You know?
I think that's well said.
Yeah.
Like Adriana, what is she? Punching someone in the face?
Yeah, like getting... Yeah. It's television. If I wanted to watch people behave...
You're saying for the show's purposes, handling like Adriana. Okay, I thought you were saying for the real world. I was like, wait, no.
But in real life.
Okay.
Real life, I think Karen, makes more sense.
She wants to look classy and look composed, I guess. Okay, wait. One thing I have to say, though, before we leave this topic of this breakfast morning. When... Karen finally was like, God, I'm so freaking sick of Leah pounding this into my mind that she pretended like she was Leah and had Joanna and Lisa pretend like they were Roy and Roy Jr. And she was like acting out what maybe a day in Leah's life would be like. It's like she took her act out way too long. It made me uncomfortable. Seeing Karen act made me uncomfortable.
Well, whenever,
I feel like I was watching the failed dreams of an actress. Because let's face it, she wanted to be an actress, right?
She did. And she's the type of person that when she looks like she's trying to have fun, it looks like she's trying to have fun. You know what I mean? She looks like she's trying really hard to be loose. It's like the way my mom would look if she was trying to tell a joke at dinner. It's like, Mom, we all know
that's not your
this
role.
Is not you. You know, so it comes across awkwardly.
It was funny.
Wait, can I say something that made me uncomfortable?
Yeah.
When Karen was trying to give examples and she goes, I mean, I don't go around talking about why, what's his name? Roman hasn't married you yet. And I get where she's coming from because, like, she doesn't go around talking about that. But it was a dig, like, at her friend. And I kind of expected Joanna to, be like, what?
She
I don't think Joanna, I'm sorry. I don't think Joanna's smart enough to realize it was a dig.
No.
I really don't. And I think Karen was digging. And she said that comment about Alexia's husband being gay.
Yeah. I don't mind that she said that because it's kind of like she's throwing,
Alexia.
They're throwing stones at each other. But when she said that about her friend, I was like, ew.
That's exactly why I cannot stand Karen, because she acts like the innocent angel, but she actually isn't very nice. She's not a very nice person, and she does it in a sneaky way. Like, we saw her say to Lisa at Thomas's house. Mm-hmm. She was trying to be playful again and giving a dig at the same time, but Lisa's wearing a leopard print dress and...
Oh, she said something
about being a stripper. She said, you look like a stripper. But she tried to say it really fun, and she said it in front of everybody. And someone who has a sense of humor wouldn't say that because it's too obvious. Like, that's, go to something more original as a joke. And they wouldn't embarrass somebody unless they knew it would be reciprocated in a sense. And Lisa clearly had no desire for it.
Right.
So that's why I don't like Karen. I think she's sneaky, and I don't think she's as innocent as she comes. I don't think she's innocent at all. And she comes across as a
No.
I can't speak.
No, me neither. I can never speak. It's like a long day and then I can't talk. Okay, so let's get into Mama Elsa's take.
Do you think Mama Elsa has an iTunes account?
I think Mama Elsa probably... Yes, I do. And you know what I think Mama Elsa would do with the iTunes account if she had one? I think she would tell her friends.
Or put an evil spell on it.
Yeah, that's true. I think she would tell her friends about our show. She would rate and comment.
You have to listen to After Buzz.
That was good.
Thanks. Don't make me do it again. It won't happen.
And yeah, I think that's what she would do. That was fabulous. And I think that you guys should rate and comment. We do read your comments. So thanks a lot for doing that. It helps us out. And... keeps us thriving. So, speaking of thriving, Alexia, Alexi wanted to keep it going the next morning. She was still game to talk about it. She was curled up on the couch with Mary Soul and Anna with her champagne mimosa, ready to like talk about the night. And then Mary Soul said, I want to call my mom and tell my mom what happened. And Mama Elsa basically replied by saying she was very disappointed in the girls for bringing up the gossip. What did you think of Mama Elsa's take?
She just shut it down. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I've had that situation happen before in my life where I had, like, some really juicy gossip or something negative to say about someone. And the person I said it to was kind of like, no, I don't agree with you. And then I felt really stupid. Yeah. So I think they all felt really stupid. It did surprise me that she was like, Alexia, I didn't think you were this type of person. Because she started off by saying, Alexia, I didn't think you were this type of person. But then by the end of her sentence, she was kind of attacking Alexia's
just
character.
Looking at Alexia, you know, so, she's that type of person.
Yeah, so I was confused. Is Mama Elsa, like, team Alexia, or she thinks Alexia is, like, a shitster?
I think, I like how what you said, and I think you're right. It was like she was made them feel shamed and scolded like schoolgirls. And maybe, I think she must be pleasant to Alexia, because I think it's pretty clear that Alexia and Mary Soul have a friendship. Mm-hmm. But she was disappointed in her. And then she spoke in Spanish.
Yeah.
I love how Mama Elsa's like, look, I'll do the English thing for like 5 seconds and I'm giving up, and like, you guys can just translate it later. I love it.
Yeah.
She just does what she wants.
But Alexia waking up to talk about that, that's like Christmas morning. Like, let's open the gifts. Let's like talk about these things that make me feel alive.
Well, here's something interesting. If Alexia's husband is in fact gay, as everybody in town apparently is talking about, maybe Alexia, because as we've learned, she's a shitster and she likes to get rumors going. Maybe it's to get all the attention on everybody except for herself.
Right.
And maybe that might be why she's so meddled in everybody else's business. Maybe she's like, if we talk about everybody else, people won't talk about me.
Yeah.
But you know what, Alexia? It's called karma, and it's going to come back and haunt
you. And it's a club on Jersey Shore.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say it's a song by Justin Timberlake.
But as you were, as we were watching the show, Molly mentioned, you know, Alexia likes to get, she likes to make herself relevant, is what you said. And it's really true. It's again, she's not a full character, you know, she doesn't have a full spot on the show, so that could be partly why, excuse me. But I wish she didn't make it as obvious. She's not a very
good...
Well,
she should be. I mean, they should kick off Anna and have Alexia on the show, because at least she's like, got some relevancy. I mean, Anna does nothing for the show. I mean, we're going into the finale next week, and what has Anna done except for argue with her super lame Bob Saget lookalike husband?
Yeah. Plus possum. He looks like a possum.
I love that.
That's really the song
I was just talking about.
The song is really deep.
At first, I was like, what is he playing, Eminem?
Oh. Why is it that people who, like, go to Club Karma or listen to a song called Karma probably either don't know what karma means or have bad karma?
That's really poignant.
Thank you.
I've always wanted to say that. Deep thoughts with Kristen Carney. All right, you guys, let's move on. Let's move on to Lisa and Leah, as I want to call this segment, Lisa's baby breakdown. So we saw Lisa have a meltdown to Leah and have an intimate conversation about how painful it is not being able to get pregnant to term, as she calls it. And I told Michelle, I don't like it how she calls it to term. It just sounds so technical. I'm like, how about just say carry a baby? But whatever. Let bygones be bygones. What did you think of their conversation?
I'm glad she brought some clarity to the age difference between her and Lenny.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, even though I'm not in a relationship, don't have a boyfriend, don't have anything close, I felt
like that's like,
in case
I'm
anyone out
guys.
There was wondering, I kind of felt for her when she said she didn't want, or Lenny didn't want their son to have to like push him around in like a wheelchair when, you know, because I think about that sometimes, like a lot of my friends, I'm from a really small town, and you know how people do in really small towns, they have kids really young.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh no, like I'm gonna be like the older mom. And so that, like, I mean, that's the only part that I kind of, you know, agreed with. The other stuff, we've heard it before, like we've seen her crying over her kids before.
Right.
So
that's true. So she went like more in depth in this conversation.
Yeah.
And something that she said is, she said Lenny has given me so much, I want to be able to give back something to Lenny. And I think what she meant was Lenny has given her basically a new body and a new face. She wants to return the favor.
A second new body and
face. But no, truly, I mean, she said, I want to give Lenny a son. And I was just thinking, like, if she gets a daughter, I don't know what Lenny's going to do. Is Lenny going to have a meltdown? What will Lenny do if he has a daughter instead of a son.
He will kill her.
I think he would be happy with a daughter. She just was saying it. Ideally, she would like a son. But if there was a daughter, he would, like, give
well,
a four-year-old
mean,
boob
implants.
Yeah. Oh, God.
But this is where...
He would. Oh, gross. Isn't that gross? What? He would totally give plastic surgery to his daughter if he had one.
Oh, yeah.
It's gross.
Before the age of 10.
Ew, gross. Okay, gross. I shouldn't have brought it up.
He'll make her look like a boy. Be like, there's my boy.
There's
but
my boy.
This is...
That's horrible.
This is
oh, my
the,
God.
But this is, to me, the definition of beggars can't be choosers. Right. You can barely get pregnant. Don't be picky. You know what I mean?
Well,
if you have a boy or a girl, whatever, that's great. You have a child. So it's weird to get so specific, especially in our culture. We are not in China. You know, having a girl here isn't this weird thing. So I think they should just be happy to have something, or I think they should adopt. Or like you said, just be the cool couple.
Well, you know, they've already tried the surrogate. She's mm-hmm. gotten pregnant. She hasn't been able to carry the child. I'm not a doctor, but just judging by the look of Lisa, I think she might need to put on some weight
right.
to carry a child because she's very thin.
And that's the thing. Slim. Someone like Lisa won't put on the weight. It's like her image
she
is
wouldn't.
Way more valuable than the you know than having a child. It's kind of like Karen. Karen stays with yeah. Rodolfo but wants a family. It's like, well, then choose what you really want if that's what you actually want.
I think that it's Lenny personally.
You think it's Lenny's problem?
Oh, because yeah,
they tried the surrogate.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
so
he's
that makes
45. She's 29. That is not old to be having a child.
But 45 isn't old for a man. Men can have children in their 60s.
Their sperm starts to go bad. That's why they go to the clinics. They get it frozen. I mean, I know...
They don't freeze sperm.
Or whatever they do.
They freeze eggs.
They do something with sperm. They
no,
have
they
a
don't.
Bank.
Men can have babies as old as... Like, they can practically have them when they're dead.
Yeah, but there could be birth defects.
Okay.
Just
you know what? None of us are doctors, so we probably shouldn't be talking about
the whole surrogate thing made me think that it was Lenny more so. But I don't know if that... I don't know if that would be accurate. Because if it's, like, out of her body, then wouldn't that increase the chances that
yes.
it can be carried
I mean,
to term?
I think it's a little odd that they weren't able to get pregnant with the surrogate. That's a little weird. Obviously, you know what? I think that... I actually think in this conversation, Leah made, as much as I don't really like her, a really valid point that I would very much agree with. And she said to Lisa, look, you have such a full life and you're focusing so much on what you don't have instead of being grateful what you have. And I was like, whoa, Hindu Leah.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing comment.
Right.
Match that was
your headdress.
Yeah, but that was really great. That was a great comment. And that was really truthful, I think.
It's truthful for a lot of people,
honest,
especially in our culture.
It's a great way of putting it. So many of us focus on what we don't have and instead of what we have. And I think that that's exactly what Lisa's going through. And as we've discussed in the past, I just don't know if her relationship with Lenny will survive if they don't have a child. And I think that's why she's getting so incredibly anxious about it.
Right, right. Like we said, I mean, in my opinion, I don't find their marriage to be super...
Genuine.
So I think the same thing could happen, and I do think she knows that there's other broads like me. You know, he could go out and find a girl who is a great figure and who can. But you know what I mean?
And like, who can have a child?
But someone like
he doesn't
her,
even need a woman with a great figure because he can give her a great figure.
Exactly. So he just has a. He needs a body. That's all he needs.
He needs a human body.
He needs. It's a blank slate, and he can go ahead and do what he wants to it. But,
God.
But. The thing
it's
is,
a plastic
though,
surgery.
This is
the most famous one. Please.
This is the world they choose to live in, though. This, you know, that they're all very manufactured, and they don't have that much to set them apart from one another. So I wouldn't doubt that Lenny would be able to go to someone else in this and have the same feelings toward that person.
Oh, I agree.
So
why don't they just adopt a child? Did anyone consider?
Because they're both so vain,
right? But Lisa, like, you have plastic surgery. Your
yes.
maybe genes aren't that great, so maybe just
we
go
don't
with
even
it
know what the kid is going to look like.
I know
at this point.
Like seriously, like people who have plastic surgery and then have a child and it doesn't look anything like them. There's actually a case of this in Asia recently.
The guy sued his wife because she had plastic surgery and
the baby was ugly. Yeah,
and he won.
He won a lawsuit
for
against
deception.
His own wife.
She had to pay him like $100,000 or something like that.
She deceived him
mm-hmm.
with
yeah.
her. Her newly beautiful nose. He was like, I didn't know our baby could have a huge nose because
yeah, yeah.
you have a small little tiny one.
But buddy, it's 50-50 here. Like, you're part ugly too, man. You know what I mean?
That's true.
And it wasn't just the nose. Like, her face was completely reconstructed, like craziness.
Oh, my God.
Well, Lenny made her look the way she does. So he knows the before.
Right.
Yeah, and Lisa,
he has them in his office.
Yeah. And as we discussed, Lisa was pretty before. And we're just being silly with this conversation.
Yeah, we're being
I hope you guys are being silly. You guys don't know, you know, it's the end of the season. It's like, you know, the end of the school year when you don't really care about your papers that much. And you're like, eh, whatever.
Right.
It's like the end of the season. We're being silly. We don't truly think this.
No, I mean, like.
Truly.
I mean, I kind of do.
Kind of. I know. We don't really. I was like, eh.
I'm just, you know, honesty is the best policy.
Saying, I know. I was being truthful about the whole adoption thing. I don't understand why that. I mean, I guess that's a less desirable option for many, but I
think it's less desirable.
Get a little black baby, a little Asian kid, and just.
Well, the thing is, too, they have a lot of money, and I know adoption is expensive, so it's not like that would prohibit them from.
I think that. When you're wealthy like they are and you don't adopt, it becomes some sort of ego vanity issue.
Oh, yeah.
Because why else wouldn't you do it? Come on. I mean, Angelina Jolie has like a ton of them. Please. So let's move on to the conch. Okay. I've never heard of this thing in my life.
You're like, I'm not a doctor.
No, I'm not a doctor. I've never heard of this weird seafood.
Have you ever had one of those shells and you hold it to your ear, you
That's
can hear the ocean? That's where it comes out of.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're very small comparatively to
very
the shell.
Yeah.
So at the conch?
Conch.
Okay. I feel like I'm saying something bad. I feel like I'm saying a bad word.
No.
At the conch shop.
Naughty.
I know. I feel bad. Okay. So we saw, you know, Anna's big moment of the season, which was her one relevant moment of the season, and that she ate that aphrodisiac conch. And what did you say about it?
What did I say?
You said something.
What did I say? I don't remember.
You said something.
I didn't say anything.
No, you said something like, this is, you said, I bet you the producer's like, eat that freaking.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You eat that right now or else your contract is not getting renewed. Right.
I'm turning
season.
That into a little sound drop. Eat that aphrodisiac conch.
That's true.
After Buzz TV.
That's horrifying. And it's horrifying, please. I'm
it's
gonna,
true.
Like, never come back. I won't be here next week. But
I mean, how much is Anna put in, really? Or Anna. I like her, though, as a person. As
no,
a
I do.
Being.
She's just so boring. Like, right. She's the kind of person I would love to hang out with, not the kind of person I want to watch on a TV show.
Exactly.
And it's a little too late. Like, it's the season finale's next week, so you should have done more sooner.
Yeah, sorry. You should have eaten more conch. So, also at the conch shop. Okay, we're like so immature tonight.
Yeah, we are right now.
It's hilarious. Mary Soul had a bloop, 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 moment of
enlightenment.
Exactly. And she realized that she is ready for a divorce. And what did you make of that?
I mean, I feel like it's easy to get carried away on vacation. Isn't that what vacation's for? But back in the States, no.
You don't think it's
she'll reconsider.
Happen?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's probably all the estrogen and, you know, floating around that's kind of mm-hmm. making her feel empowered. And the thing is, too, you're right, when you're on vacation, you don't have any of the same things that you don't have any of the same stimuli that you have in your regular life, which is seeing something of his in your house or remembering something that happened in this corner of the bedroom. You know what I mean? There aren't those moments to remember. So when you're on vacation, it's easier. I'm disconnected. I'm not in my regular life. But once you get home and, you know, you're bored and alone, then it's a lot easier to go back to how you really feel.
I agree. So that's about all that happened at the conch shop. And then we had the dinner. The Last Supper. I don't know if it will be, but
I think there'll probably be like two more suppers.
We find out that Karen's dad is in bad health. Or so Kristen thinks. Kristen thinks that's made up.
No. I just, again, as a joke, I said, a way to get out of it, Karen, or something like that. But again, I'm kidding, and, you know, I hope her father's okay.
Of course.
But, you know, it's very convenient. It's like, ooh, very convenient, Karen.
Yeah.
Ooh, you just happen to have, what are the chances that the battery just happens to stop right now? Like, batteries, have you ever seen a Duracell commercial? That's what I thought. I'm kidding. I'm really tired tonight. But, no, I don't think she's making it up. I think it actually happened, but it's just too, you know, it's funny. It's
I feel like we got to see Karen. I think it bad coincidence because I can see, I mean, it's horrible what happened, but I can also totally see the other side where they would be like, oh yeah, sure. I'm sure that happened. convenient.
But she was at lunch, though. So, and then she was at the conch shop. She was at lunch, and she was acting fine. So I feel like...
That almost made me think the editing, maybe they switched the order of things. I thought that for a brief second because she was acting so normal. Or it is really Karen, and that's something that she would actually do. But for a brief second, I thought, well, maybe this happened out of order.
Yeah, I mean, I just, if she was going to be, yeah,
you know,
if she was going to, I mean, I don't know, maybe the editing, because, you know, they can throw all sorts of things together. But if she would have been upset at lunch, or she would have not come to lunch, or she would have had an attitude,
maybe she hadn't gotten the phone call.
Standoffish.
Do you think she maybe hadn't received the phone call at
lunch? As far as their explanation goes, like, oh, she is upset because of Rodolfo. Like, she would have been upset at lunch if she cared that much about Rodolfo.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So you do believe that, in fact, her father, there was a health problem and she did not make it up.
Yeah,
okay,
totally.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, that makes sense. You're right.
The only thing I have to say, though, to make everyone continue to hate me tonight, is I feel like there's a possibility that, you know, if you're... Again, we're not doctors. So many medical issues tonight.
I know.
If your pacemaker stops... That's a big deal. And if you're not okay, you're not going to be okay. But if you're okay, it's a big scare. But you'll you know, if they get it right away, then you're fine. And so I almost think that her father's in the hospital, but he's okay. And they've taken care of him. But she would milk it a little bit and just say, I want out of here. And I want to go see my dad. And I would do the same thing. If people were bullying me and I knew my dad was in the hospital, I'd be there in 1 second. But I think that maybe she knows he's fine and it's not a super emergency now at this point, but yet it's still going to go. And again, I would do the same thing.
It's hard. I mean, the thing that's unfortunate with Karen, I feel, is I feel bad for her no matter what happens. And I feel bad for all the horrible things that have happened to her with her boyfriend. I feel bad for her that her dad's in bad health. The problem is with Karen is because of the way she's behaved all season, it's just so hard to believe her.
Right.
And I think that she just leaves a little bit of distaste in my mouth. Regardless, I don't wish anything bad on her. I just feel like I can't tell.
It's hard to get on her side.
It's hard to get on her side because she's hard to trust. But, you know, I hope everything's okay with her father and so on and so forth. And then that last dinner, we just saw Leah. We should call, like, Leah is just like the Harper, which is my last name. But she just won't, like, she won't bury an issue. She starts beating up Marisol over this gala, which... None of us really care about, because we talked about last week. And we don't care about the Elaine story because we weren't privy to seeing it happen and seeing it unfold. So we don't really care.
And I don't think people who are even at the gala even care.
No, way to ruin their dinner. People, it's like, hello.
Everyone's like, what's happening?
It's a little boring. It's like, okay, you have a gala. Big deal. There's a lot of galas that go on. Let's move on. It's not the presidential... dinner or something, you know, where the whole world is watching. It's a little something, and it was annoying, but it this far away from it is
silly.
Just a little,
it's
like,
just silly to talk about. And then everybody starts crying.
I like that they cried. We had the moment a couple weeks ago where they were having dinner and they all shared something that made them vulnerable, and seeing Lisa respond to Marisol's tears made me feel good that they're human, because again, I see them as very manufactured human beings, and I like seeing the less made up side behind them, and I like seeing them cry.
The more human moments.
Yeah. I don't think Leah really cares about Marisol, though, the way Marisol was like, I'm glad to have you back as a friend. I don't think... All right, did I say Leah? I meant to say Leah. I think I said
You said Leah.
Okay. I think when they both apologized, Leah was... almost got emotional in the moment, but I don't think that she missed Marisol's friendship. It looked like that was a one-sided thing with Marisol.
Would you miss Marisol's friendship?
No.
Besides, like, going over to hang out with her mom.
I wouldn't even know,
like,
I was missing it.
Yeah.
I don't mind Marisol, actually, you guys.
No,
but
she's okay,
add
but she's
anything
boring.
Like, you wouldn't miss her. She doesn't add anything.
No, but I
she
think
take
I do think she's
either.
Smart, and I like her as a part of the group dynamic, because I feel like when I watch her, I might be thinking what she's thinking. Like, I think, not to say that I think I'm brilliantly and smart.
She's not brilliant.
No.
So, yeah, you're not saying that.
I'm just saying, I think that she has a pretty level head, even though she's not exciting. You're right. She's not that exciting, but she's pretty level headed. I think when Leah was attacking, and Marisol just was, like, really composed, to me, that's how I behave when I know I'm right. Like, if somebody's going crazy on me and attacking me, and I'm really composed, it's like, I'm going to let you act crazy right now because you're going to look even crazier.
Yeah, you get more defensive. And
I tend to side with Marisol because she's being so calm.
Right. Yeah. I believe Marisol's side of the story. Yeah. I think Lisa Pliner was lying because they had that clip of her saying, well, I was saying it was a money issue, and I guarantee it happened the way Marisol said it did, which was like, I talked to Lisa. She said she was having money issues, and I was telling her how to cut corners on costs, and one of them was going to be your host, Elaine.
Yeah.
And that's literally probably all it was. I don't think it was this vindictive thing of like, don't hire Elaine.
No, me neither.
You know, it's silly, and Marisol doesn't have that personality. We've seen that. No. She's not really capable of that.
She doesn't have a manipulative personality, I don't think. So, you guys, I think we have, God, we've covered so much, and it's been such an exciting episode. So, I think we should get into our, should we do our special segment?
Sure.
What she should have said?
Sure.
I have some.
I don't really have much. That's not that good.
Well, you can do it anyway. It's fun.
I don't really know who said it, because it was kind of one of those group talkings. And someone, when they were going, one house was going to the other house, and they walk in, and someone's like, "Mi casa, yo casa."
It was Joanna.
Mi casa es su casa.
That was good. That was Joanna, and I was thinking the same.
Joanna can't speak.
I have another Joanna one. Joanna said, "There's just so much rumors going on," and what she should have said was, "There are so many rumors going on," and I have one other.
Do you want me to sneak in while you're looking for it?
Well, I had another one, but I'm having a really hard time reading my own handwriting. Oh, I have it. Like the music. Okay, yeah. Lisa said, well, it's because she's just so tore up about what Alexia said about Rodolfo. And what she should have said is, she's just so torn up. And wow, Lisa, you showed your old Playboy whatever girl days when you use that word. I mean, you live in the big house now, girl. You have to learn how to speak English properly.
Yeah. I don't have any good ones, really. The one I have was Alexia said, I love everything about everyone here. And what she should have said is, I'm just being manipulative. And I want you to be on my side for future reference. I mean, that's not really fun.
Or what she should have said is, I love everybody here because Karen's not here. Yeah.
But the thing is, she doesn't love Joanna and she doesn't love Lisa.
No, she doesn't.
She's a manipulator. She's going to while Karen's not there, she's going to try to get with Lisa and Joanna and, you know, get them on her team. Well, she can, but, you know, it's like you can see right through that.
I hope that if there's a season three that
she comes back.
Oh. No, I hope she comes back. She causes so
Alexa
much drama.
Comes back?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be more fast without her.
Why does she get rid of black Anna rubber bands in her head? That pissed me off.
She shops at Rite Aid. I don't know.
Like they have blonde. They have a pack with brown, blonde, and black.
Right.
Get blonde. Yeah, you're right.
Right.
Yeah. Shit. That was whack.
Yeah. She probably still pictures herself with her natural hair color.
Right. Her black little hair tie thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Something that I would have done. It's like just very junior high.
No, I loved her hair in the front.
Yeah,
I thought
but in
it
the
was
back,
very becoming.
It was bad, like,
but yeah, it looked. No, that looks fine. You have black hair.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She has blonde hair, like platinum blonde hair, and it was like a black. Okay, I digress.
Yeah.
First
no,
of
I
all,
get you, I get
she
you.
Should take her hair tone down a notch to a warmer tone. Because let's face it, it's a little too harsh. And I think one thing that we noticed about Alexia when she was on the couch with the mimosa is she has actually a very pretty face with no makeup on.
Oh, yeah, she does. But the thing is, too, when you have that heavy of a Latina accent, like your hair can't be that blonde because there's no sort of like natural way that happened.
No, that's not. There are plenty of blonde Hispanics that come from Spain.
She's not
Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, that's fake blonde.
That's fake blonde.
No.
But you know what I mean.
It's fake blonde now, but it used to be natural blonde.
Our systems detect that a host has wandered off the subject.
No, this is the subject.
The subject is blonde and how blonde is blonde.
We're talking about hair ties and hair color.
Get into
it. And Spanish people.
It's the Real Housewives of Miami. Hello. What else do you think we could talk about?
What are we going to talk about this on Boardwalk Empire?
And Christina Aguilera is Hispanic.
Yeah,
okay,
she is. But she
has.
Yeah, her hair's always bad.
So that's still on topic.
Anyway, let's get to another topic. News and gossip. Anybody have
any? After Buzz TV.
That's the news.
After Buzz TV news.
Crazy breaking news here. Joanna reveals that her New Year's resolution is. I love how non-committed she is to this resolution. Drinking a little less. It's not like it's not kind of drinking. Resolution. It's not like quitting drinking.
One glass a week. Right. It's like,
I'll drink a little
less. I love that.
Yeah.
That actually made me like her a lot more.
Well, the thing is, that's a doable resolution.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not going to let myself down with this one.
Right. Right. I'm going to have reasonable expectations. And then, let's see, just one other little piece of news or gossip is that the former Miami star, Larsa Pippen, is getting her own reality show.
So, oh, really?
Yeah. I don't think that would be really exciting, but let's see.
She can't keep one. What makes them think she'll be able to get a, you know,
right,
high ratings on another one?
I mean, the first piece of the article is, you know, who was fired off of first season of Real Housewives of Miami. So it's not a good start. But yeah. You guys can check it out when it comes to theaters near you. Anyway.
Any predictions?
We...
And now, you're after both.
I'll just fade out. I don't want to have you guys wait for that.
Mirasol is not getting a divorce next.
Right.
Mirasol is probably still married. Someone out there, let me know.
Oh, I like that. Mirasol is married. You know, you had a really great prediction, and I think you're onto something, because you said, I think, last week you said, I think one of the women is going to go home early, and I think we see the urgency now that Karen wants to go home because of her father. She tried to get a flight out, but she wasn't able to that night. So do you think she might leave the next morning early?
I don't know, because then we saw the preview, and they're like, it's raining, we can't get out of here.
Well, you were predicted right enough to say it's... She'd yeah. probably want to go.
So I don't know if she got to or not, but yeah, she wanted to. I was right.
My prediction is that Adriana absolutely says, no way, I'm not going to get married, because we saw that in the preview with Jacques Cousteau there. And remember, you know, he said to the son.
Mm-hmm. Sad.
I think Adriana's not sincere to him. I think if she really liked him, she would marry him already. And my other prediction is that Roman comes, obviously, and he makes her dinner, but they still don't get married in real life.
Yeah, because they're already engaged. So she's like, oh, look at this setup, but they're right. already engaged. So right. like, what's...
Like, you guys are going to break up soon, so...
Really? I thought maybe it would be like an impromptu wedding.
No, they're not going to get married anymore. You know, they're broken
up
and everything,
so... Yeah.
So nice try, Roman.
All right, you guys. Well, I'm excited.
Do you have
next
a prediction?
I predict it's going to be a good finale, and I'm sad it's over. And thanks so much for joining us tonight. I was your host, Molly Harper.
And where can we find you?
You can find me. Thank you. You can find me on Twitter at Molly Comedy.
And follow Molly. She's hilarious.
I'm not that funny on Twitter lately. I haven't been on, but
me neither.
Follow me anyways. I'll be a something. And where can we find you, Kristen?
You can find me on Twitter also at Kristen Carney. It's KRISTEN. And go to my website, which I never write on anymore, my blog, sweatthesmallstuffwithkristen.com.
Oh, you can find me on Twitter, Michelle Renee LA, MichelleReneella. All right.
All right, you guys.
So we'll see you next week for the finale.
Yay.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Hey, Buzz, see you later.
See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.